Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Here are three more important lessons from the seven sons of Sceva. Number one, those around you aren't necessarily with you. Just because somebody hangs out with you, admires you, or tries to emulate you, doesn't mean they're with you. These men followed Paul, studying his every move and trying to do what he did. But they had the wrong motives. They were never with him at all. Are you concerned about losing certain people? Are you always trying to keep them happy? Do you wonder if you can make it in life without them? John writes, they went out from us, but they were not of us. When God removes a person who doesn't belong in your life, trust him. He knows what's best. And number two, great numbers don't always mean great effectiveness. These seven men together could not do what one Spirit-empowered apostle did. And remember, their father was a chief priest, so they knew how to do church. They fulfilled the scripture having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And number three, success isn't as easy as it looks. Sceva's sons showed up towards the end of Paul's career. They weren't there in the beginning when he was humbled on the Damascus Road or trained for 3.5 years in the Arabian desert. These guys were looking for shortcuts. Just because someone writes a book about success doesn't mean you can achieve overnight what took years of life experience on the part of the author. It's not that God can't give you instant success. It's that you need time, training, and in some cases a major overhaul to prepare you for it. From Vision's Word for Today, The Seven Sons of Sceva, Part 3.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.